USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Fox News Pentagon correspondent Jennifer Griffin quipped Friday that President Biden's speech in the Kabul airlift was so full of misrepresentations that she couldn't fact-check it fast enough.
We don't have partners. We don't have eyes and ears. The whole reason that U.S. military cannot leave the airport to go and rescue any Americans who are out in Kabul when British and French special forces can do so is that they don't have any partners left.
U.S. inflation showed some cooling off in July after posting large gains in prior months. Consumer prices rose at their slowest monthly pace since February, providing some relief to those in the transitory camp who hold that this bout of inflation isn't a long-term phenomenon. But inflation fears still linger. The year-on-year increase in consumer prices remains stubbornly high at 5.4%. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has issued a state of emergency for parts of the state, imploring those in New York to take warnings seriously ahead of Hurricane Henri. He told people to stock up and move to higher ground today, despite the lack of buildup because of the storm's shifting track. Service on some branches of the Long Island Railroad, a major commuter rail system, will be suspended at midnight in eastern Long Island. On May 1st of this year, the CDC mostly stopped tracking COVID-19 in vaccinated people, also known as breakthrough cases, unless the illness was severe enough to cause hospitalization or death. Here's Dr. Brian Tyson, owner of All Valley Urgent Care in El Centro, California.
If you look at what's going on in Israel, if you look at what's going on in the UK, if you look at even how the CDC had to re-report numbers in Florida and Texas, and even our public health department here, we're seeing a 20 to 40% breakthrough.
Sound courtesy of One American News. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-autopay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tom T. Hall, the singer-songwriter who composed Harper Valley PTA, has died. He was 85. USA's Lance Prime has more.
Blue-collar poet, singer, songwriter Tom T. Hall, the man who wrote 12 number one hit songs and 26 that reached the top 10, died Friday, as reported by his son Dean.
I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died.
The storyteller was 85 and passed at his home in Franklin, Tennessee. That's about a half hour's drive south of Nashville.
If I've got one wish, I hope it rains at my funeral. For once, I'd like to be the only one drive.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A White House official said President Joe Biden has canceled his plans to travel to Wilmington, Delaware on Saturday and will instead remain in Washington. The official said Biden was currently receiving a briefing on Afghanistan, where a desperate evacuation of American citizens and Afghan allies is underway after the Taliban's lightning takeover of the country, fueling fear and pandemonium. Biden's decision to remain in Washington comes as the State Department warned in an alert Saturday that American citizens are being advised not to travel to the Kabul airport unless they have received individual instructions from a U.S. government representative to do so. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.